This is KCUR. In the 1720s, after studying in Spain, a young priest returned home to Ireland. He started writing Christmas carols, influenced by Spanish liturgical music. For 250 years, these carols have been sung by farmers and fishermen in the village of Kilmore, Ireland. As part of the series Artists in Their Own Words, KCUR's Julie Deniche stopped by an Ensemble Iberica rehearsal as they explored the musical connections.
Have you, Lord,
I'm Victoria Botero. I'm just fascinated by the text itself. They're not traditional carols, the kind of words that we're used to of happy, happy, happy all the time. Yeah. The phrasing is not typical Western music, and so finding places to breathe is challenging. But what I've listened to recordings of the original Kilmore singers and other Irish groups that have done these, and they kind of just breathe wherever they want to.
I'm Beau Bledsoe. I'm the artistic director and guitarist for Ensemble Iberica. We noticed that the melodies were sort of very Arabic in nature, very melismatic and florid, lots of ornaments, and really long in structure. And then, you know, just did a little bit of research and figured out the guy that compiled these carols was a young friar in Salamanca, Spain. And that's what was in his ears when he was putting these together. Then he went back to Wexford County, which is in the southeast part of Ireland. And there's a little village next to the town of Wexford called Kilmore. They've been sung there ever since for about 250 years. And it's just, you know, a bunch of fishermen singing these carols.
Really, they're meditations. They're very chant-like. And you are meant to, as you're singing them, reflect on the text and reflect on your own life and what that means to you. And you come and you revisit these texts every year, as your family has for hundreds of years.
Every soul set free.
In one carol, you're asked to imagine what the three kings must have thought when they came upon the stable, and it goes through all the things that they're wearing and all the cool stuff they have on and all the fabrics and what it's like, but then they're looking at this little baby in a stable.
It's the story of Christmas in a really new way, a different color, different soundscape. I'm Trilla Ray Carter, both a modern and period cellist. As a bass instrument that can also do melodic things, it's finding a balance between finding what notes really work best that don't get in the way of the ornamentation.
You just wouldn't think that the repertoire bone I've been working on for years with the oud would somehow be related to Irish Christmas carols, but to find the seeds of how all of these things connect is fascinating to me.
Finding the connection through these various musical worlds, maybe that's the story for the season, is to find the connection to everyone.
Ensemble Iberica presents the Kilmore Carols on Friday, December 19th. Find out more and view photos at kcur.org/arts. The Artists in Their Own Words series is funded by the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency.